commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
If you follow my commentaries, you know about my love for train travel. I've talked before about waste, theft, and fraud on Amtrak, which I can't stand. It gives ammunition to train travel opponents, and it sucks up money that could be used in other areas to make train travel better. So my topic today is wasteful jobs within the Amtrak bureaucracy. Mark Mastro, Sonia Connolly, and Liliana Lopez need to be fired immediately. It's not that they aren't doing a good job, it's that their jobs are completely unnecessary. In fact, their jobs are insulting. Amtrak announced earlier this week that they are launching three new websites. One is RideWithPride.com, MyBlackJourney.com, and DescubreNorteAmerica.com. These are microblogs that are trying to get gay, black, and Hispanic passengers to try train travel. Mastro, Connolly, and Lopez are the editors and lead bloggers on those sites. This is silly. It's wasteful, condescending. It's total bunk. If a lesbian couple wants to travel, say, from Chicago to San Francisco, they'll enjoy the same spectacular views of the Rocky Mountains that I will. If an African-American family picks the high-speed Acela from Boston to Washington, they'll fit in the same seats across the aisle from me. A Latino going from Albany to New York will be captivated by the autumn views of the Hudson River Valley the same way I am. To say that these are special groups that need special websites to help them take the train is offensive. Now, train travel is different. You'll see things that you'll miss at 35,000 feet. You'll want to know whether there is an electrical outlet at your seat. There is. Only an experienced rail traveler knows that the upper bunk in a Viewliner car has a window, while the upper in a Superliner doesn't. There is community seating in the dining car. If you're not a party of four, you'll share your table and eat your meal with strangers. You may not know to sit on the right side to see the Hudson River or on the left side to see Lake Pontchartrain. Are pets allowed? No. Do you pay for carry-on bags? No. What are the meals like? Better than you'd expect. Why do some trains run late? Because the freight railroads own the tracks. All of these are secrets that are explained in great detail on Amtrak's regular website, intended for everyone. People of all races, genders, and colors can go there to make reservations. Or you can just ask. On my train trips, I love talking to people about why this way of traveling is neat. And if we strike up a conversation, I don't care if you're gay, black, or Hispanic. Maybe someone at Amtrak can explain to us why they think you need a special website.